What did that, what did it feel like for you yesterday to put together that kind of game where you made that many plays?
Just happy to get a win. You know, happy to help contribute to a team win, and it was a great team victory. You know, all aspects, all phases played well, so, you know, moving on.
Can you explain this defense, because it seems like it gets better. Even when, I was talking to some of those others, even when you're Aaron Rodgers, you guys look like you always have a quarterback frustrated or he's not quite sure what you're throwing at him.
Yeah, no, everybody's doing great. You know, everybody's doing their job, understanding their assignment, the scheme, and playing fast. So hopefully guys continue to play at a high level, and I think we'll continue to be successful.
Is a lot of it just that you're in year two, Zimmer's in year two, it's just learning the system, and that's why it gets better every week?
Yeah, I think absolutely for everybody, you know, second year and anything you're doing, you should feel more comfortable and feel better. We have our confidence is high right now, so hopefully we continue to play well.
How is Coach Zimmer from the standpoint that he's not going to let you guys relax? I mean, you won yesterday, but he's saying after the game there's a lot of things you can clean up. Is that kind of his attitude? It's like, well, yeah, you won, but you guys can do better?
Yeah, I mean, you can always do better. You know, we're trying to strive for greatness. You know, we want to be champions, so we still have a long ways to go. But in order to do that, we have to be able to finish games and fix little things.
Does Zim ever tell you guys you played a good game, or is there always something wrong?
No, it's a good game, but usually followed by but, you know, so it's all good.
What was the butt for you in this game?
I think some of the pressures, I could have rushed better as far as I stopped. Unless I felt like I was blocked. I can continue doing that and allow the guys to get free.
Knowing the call on that last one where you hit the quarterback, do you really start getting excited for that just before the play goes off, knowing that you'll kind of have the rush there?
Well, yeah, I feel like they had it blocked up, though, because we're only sending five. And, you know, I feel like, okay, they're going to five down it because it went to empty. They didn't have no one left in the middle of the field. But they didn't, so I'm not complaining.
Is this a big play defense? Is it set up that way because you guys bring so much pressure?
I think there's potential for big plays. You know, we really try to just stress, do your job, and let the biggest play happen. Don't force them. And I think the guys are starting to understand that and take some pride in it.
It's a big part of it, though. It looks like they don't know where the pressure's coming. First of all, they suspect pressure's coming, but they don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah, you know, it must be tough for quarterbacks and offense to try to diagnose and figure that out. Fortunately, we play defense, so I don't have to worry about that.
Have you watched film and figured out anything you allegedly did wrong yesterday? Because you thought, you know, you didn't do
it. I mentioned the rush aspects when I wasn't the free guy. I felt like I pulled back a little too soon, so if I just keep my pedal to the metal on that, you know, it'll be all right.
That long run down the field, did you feel like you had a chance to catch him right away?
Once I saw him break free, I just, you know, figured why not run after the ball and see what happens, and, you know, fortunately something came out of it.
For example, never giving up on a play, right?
Yeah, you know, it's the, you know, the old cliche saying, but, you know, sometimes it holds true.
Are you tempted at all to look at standings and play what-if scenarios?
I think you might do it every now and then, you know, at night before we go to bed, but it don't really mean much. You know, we have a big week ahead of us, and, you know, big couple weeks ahead of us. So hopefully we can continue to just play smart and play well and keep guys healthy, keep it going.
So before you go to bed, this makes you feel good before you knock off?
No, I don't. I've never actually done that before bed, but I don't know. Every now and then I'll take a peek at it.
Said on the TV broadcast yesterday you had playing with a broken hand. Is that a new injury or is that from a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. Yeah.